Welcome to Small Time Leaders, a 10-minute podcast about how giving credit to others can help you experience more success and meaning in your leadership and life. My name is Michael Allen Tate, but my friends call me Mike. I work with accomplished business people who want to design a personal strategy to make their next big move their best move. In each of my podcasts, you will hear a successful leader talk about a couple of people in their lives who did or said a small thing that was so on point and profound that it still impacts how they live and work today, which I've come to call small-time leader moments.
Well, Romina, it's so good to have you back with us. I appreciate so much learning about your friend Nora on the last podcast and how she taught you to be patient and show up in a more tactful way with people and how you plug that into your life. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on the last episode. And thank you for welcoming back. I am doing great. And I hope everybody, all the listeners, are having an amazing day too.
I think we are. And I think they will after they get a chance to hear you. You just kind of brighten up the room when you're here. So thanks for being with us. I wanted to ask you about something you're grateful for or thankful for today you'd share with our guest.
Yeah, absolutely. So I was actually thinking about this for quite a moment. And then, you know, I have just the right answer because I know we connected a while back and I had the pleasure to read your book, The White Shirt. Mm-hmm. And today I'm thankful that I got to connect with you because I made such a great professional connection, but also I've learned so much from your book and awesome story. I also took to practice, you know, your advice in the book, and that's how my life also changed by a lot. So thank you. I'm thankful for you for putting your knowledge out there and helping other people as well.
Oh, well, thanks so much. I'm humbled for you to share that. Thank you. So tell me about another person that made a big difference in your life.
So yeah, that was actually one of my mentors about 6 years ago, Ed Cunliffe. So I remember we sat down one day and he was asking me about my goals because we had like monthly goals, weekly goals, and he would just, you know, hold me accountable for it. And I was so excited one day. I was like, I have this goal and this goal and this goal. And he keeps asking me, he's like, well, why? Why do you want to do it? And why do you want to do it? And he keeps asking me the why. And I was like, because it would be awesome. Like, that's my goal. And he's like, okay, that's amazing. But like, what's the actual reason? And I got stuck and I don't like being stuck. So then he set me down and he explained to me the big importance of the why. He said, whenever you make a goal or whenever you explain something, you have to get to the root of why something is to happen. He said, if you are to buy a company right now and say, I want to offer you X amount of money, you need to explain to the company, why do I want to buy your company? Why do I think your company is worth this much? He said, you're great at sales. He said, but you're not really good at explaining the why. And I didn't like that. Yeah. So, cause it's me again, me being like getting on the defense. And then he went down to a little bit. He said, okay, let's think about it. He said, the person that you call from X bank, for example, he said, you call them on the phone. If it takes 30 minutes for them to answer, he said, then they're, you know, the customer might get impatient. They might cancel the loan with them, the credit card. They'll go to somebody else. Mm-hmm. And nothing was explained. He said, so you have to explain, no matter the CEO of the first entry-level person, the big why behind every decision being made. He said, so you have to get to the root fundamental of it. And I never thought of it like that. And my mindset changed a lot after he explained that to me. So when I worked corporate, I made sure that I explained the why to every single person, like the real fundamental of why they should do their duties. Like it's very, very important.
Okay, everyone, before we continue today's episode, I just want to remind you of my new book, Roll Up Your Sleeves. The book is on how to lead and live in a world of constant change. Roll Up Your Sleeves has a biblically based storyline that shows you how to get through your transition wilderness to your promised land. Order the book today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or your local bookstore. For more information, go to the book's website. The links are attached on the show notes. Okay, now back to the show. So where were you working and then use this approach, this why approach?
So the biggest why approach that I used was actually when I was working a couple of years ago as a collector. And if you know anybody that worked as a collector, or mm-hmm. if you ever got one of those calls, it's definitely not a call that you want to pick up.
Right.
But I remember explaining to my colleagues the reason why it's important for us to actually stay positive. I even said if somebody's mad at you on the phone, they maybe spilled coffee on their shirt or got stuck on traffic or their neighbor yelled at them. I said, it's not you, but you need to understand why your position is important, because I was working in the security system. And I said, if we get frustrated and if we don't understand the fundamental of our position, if we don't call that customer, their bill is going to be passed you even more. Their system is going to be canceled. There might be a break-in. Lives might be lost. Fire alarm might not work. Mm. So like actually getting to the root why. And they were like, huh, we never thought of it like that. We thought of, okay, we have a job. We're just going to call people, bug people to pay their bill. But we never thought of it as a big picture.
Yeah.
So if you think of the real fundamental why, it opens a lot more to the topic.
Sure. So when they understood that, how did their behavior change, or how did your numbers change? Did you see anything happen because of that?
Yes. And it was a great huddle. I did the huddle in two different teams, and the average that they were required, if we're talking numbers, like $350 collected per hour. But those two teams that I did the huddle on, we all went up to 600 and more as a whole team.
Wow.
That, we even got like a reward from the department. We had somebody come do a live speech event. We had like a lunch on, just because how great they did. So I should have done that for the whole department, but it was only two teams that I did it for.
It sounded like they lost a good leader when they lost you. So how is that applying your business?
Absolutely. So if you actually see the whiteboard a little bit behind me, maybe okay. you can see the writing, mm-hmm. but that is a project that I'm working towards. So I have the final result right there, what I want to do. And then I'm getting to the I do a reverse engineering now to explain the why of why I'm doing what I'm doing. So when I pitch the idea and when I try mm-hmm. to find investors, this is why everything is answered in there. So that is one of my current projects, but I explain to them on every project and I try to get into the actual root detail. So when I pitch something there, I want to make sure everything is explained. If right. you want to have clarifying questions, I'm sure it was on the presentation. Mm-hmm. But I'll go over it with you one more time very patiently, like we said on the last episode.
Yeah. So you give them the big picture, and then so they understand the real purpose behind it and why it's important, and then let them ask the detailed questions if they need to know more. So
correct. Well, you always have to keep a little mystery in there too, so you can always get the attention.
Right. Yeah. Some surprise ending, something. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Romina, thanks so much for being with us and sharing these two episodes. I want to thank you for reminding me to be patient, and that being patient is not easy, but it's worth it when you learn it. And you have this way of talking to yourself to remind yourself to do it. And it's such a simple but easy technique. And the other is to talk about why. And that is so easy to let us slip by and not really get to that and leave people where they really can't help you like they would like to. So as we go, would you let the people know how they can get in touch with you, or our listeners know about that?
Absolutely. So first off, thank you so much for having me in both of the episodes. Thank you. And if you guys need to talk to yourself for a moment, just tell yourself you need a professional opinion. Just bite your tongue and just start thinking. Try to have some logical thinking to be patient. And if you want to connect with me, if you actually just go to connectwithromina.com, that's R-O-M-I-N-A, connectwithromina.com, that will take you directly to my podcast site, as well as it will take you to my consulting site. So this way you'd be able to find my podcast episodes out there, where I had the pleasure for you, Michael, as well, to be on the show. And that's where you'd be able to connect with me through all social medias and everything.
Romina, thanks so much for being with us. Be in touch soon.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for listening. I'd like to leave you with a thought. I believe that we live in a small world that often feels out of control. But I also believe there is a big God who is in control and who speaks to us in a still, small voice. And if we just listen, we may be granted the occasion to make a positive difference in someone's life. So I challenge you to be a small time leader today and help someone see themselves in a brand new way. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. For more information about my firm, blog, products, today's special guest, please go to michaelallentate.com or smalltimeleaders.com. And don't forget to subscribe to the Small Time Leader podcast so you never miss an episode. And join our Facebook group for more exclusive content. I'll see you on the next episode of Small Time Leaders.